Major California city moves to increase gambling market. Sacramento, California, is set to witness growth in its gambling sector after the City Council's Law and Legislation Committee approved an ordinance update. This amendment would gradually allow an increase in the number of gaming tables at the city's authorized card clubs over a span of 15 years. However, before taking effect, the proposal must undergo review by the California Bureau of Gambling Control before returning to the City Council for a final vote. The ordinance outlines that each card club will be able to introduce two additional tables in 2025. Every 4 years thereafter, more tables can be added until each establishment has gained a total of 10 new tables. This phased approach is designed to promote stability in Sacramento's gambling industry while enabling controlled expansion. The city's two largest card clubs, Capital Casino and Park West Casino Lotus, stand to be the most affected by these changes. Both venues currently operate with the maximum permitted limit of 17 tables under the existing regulations. With the new ordinance, an increase in table numbers is expected to create new job opportunities, as each added table is projected to generate approximately 10 positions. Industry professionals view this change as vital for the long-term success of their businesses. John Park, the founder of Park West Casino Lotus, stressed the need for gradual growth, explaining that higher table limits are crucial for stability and that the structured plan allows for expansion in a responsible manner. Clark Rosa, who runs Capital Casino, noted that his establishment has maintained the same table count since 2012, making the proposed increase a necessary adjustment to keep pace with rising operational costs. For smaller establishments like Limelight Cardroom, the changes will have minimal immediate impact. The owner, John McKasich, explained that since his casino already operates 10 tables, the ordinance will not bring any direct benefits unless an expansion to a larger location occurs in the future. State support for card rooms. The ordinance builds upon the foundation set by California's 2023 Assembly Bill 311, which governs card rooms with fewer than 20 tables. The bill provides a structured framework for regulated expansion, ensuring compliance with gaming laws while contributing to economic growth. Additionally, every new table added under the ordinance will generate city revenue, as operators will be required to pay a quarterly fee of $225 per table. Over the past 20 years, Sacramento has emerged as a prime location for gambling expansion. The legalization of tribal casinos in 2000, which allowed slot machines and table games, played a significant role in establishing the region as a gaming hub. The trend is expected to continue with the anticipated opening of El Dorado Hills Casino in 2025, located outside Sacramento's jurisdiction. During the council vote on Tuesday, Councilmember Roger Dickinson chose to abstain due to campaign contributions he received from prominent figures within the gambling industry. His decision to step away from the vote highlights the financial and political factors influencing the city's evolving gaming landscape. With no major opposition expected, the ordinance is likely to pass, paving the way for a steady expansion of Sacramento's gambling market. This structured growth plan aims to balance economic advantages with regulatory oversight while helping businesses remain competitive in an ever-changing industry.